You're listening to SBS News.
Few transport topics fire up Australians more than the clash between cyclists and motorists. As cyclists fight for more rights on the road and drivers push for them to have less, an online petition has garnered more than 100,000 signatures to change the way cyclists use the road. National lobby group Drivers for the Registration of Cyclists has attracted widespread praise and some criticism for its change.org petition. It calls on governments across Australia to implement compulsory single file for all cyclists who ride in groups, rather than the current rule allowing two side by side. But cyclists and road safety analysts are rejecting the call, saying riding two abreast is much safer. Deputy Head of Emergency and Trauma Research at Melbourne's Monash University, Dr. Ben Beck, says this way of cycling helps prevent accidents.
The legislation stipulates that cyclists can ride two abreast or side by side on any road, and in addition to that, that they really shouldn't be more than 1.5 metres apart. The reason for this regulation is, firstly, visibility. If you have a group of cyclists that are riding two abreast as opposed to single file, so it's easier for a driver to see these cyclists.
Dr. Beck says riding two abreast also means cyclists are not pushed over to the side of the road, which is particularly dangerous on rural or dirt roads or roads with unsealed shoulders. Just last weekend, a 55-year-old female cyclist from Canberra died after being hit by a van. The driver has since been charged with dangerous driving occasioning death. Dr. Beck says in his research, 60 to 70% of cyclist crashes causing serious injury involve vehicles.
We looked at 9 years of data here in Victoria, and what we saw is a stark and quite alarming increase in the number of seriously injured cyclists. In fact, over that period, we saw more than a doubling of the number of seriously injured cyclists.
Two abreast laws are recognised in most of Europe, Asia and the Americas. Dr. Beck says Australian drivers in particular seem to hold a concerning level of hostility towards cyclists.
From my perspective, it's a disappointing reflection on the current state of the culture around cycling in Australia. We know that there are really polar views at the moment around cyclists.
Bicycle Network CEO Craig Reynolds says petitions like these are not new and add to the aggression toward all bike riders, not just groups of road cyclists.
The real thing that's so concerning about these sort of petitions is it's really trying to dehumanise people who are riding bikes. What's so worrying about this, and what certainly gives me great cause for concern, is it's kind of saying people that are riding bikes would be lesser, we're trying to dehumanise them, we're trying to whip up hatred to them.
One of the main arguments from the drivers' lobby group is cyclists are spilling into main traffic ways by riding two abreast, impeding traffic flow and endangering themselves and others. The petition claims even when there are bike lanes, cyclists often ignore them and choose to ride on the road anyway. Mr. Reynolds says, just like any road user, while there are a minority that abuse their rights, most cyclists stick to the rules.
We say to all bike riders that there are some occasions when, of course, don't block the traffic unnecessarily. Now, if you don't need to, when there is a good bike facility, make sure you use those facilities. And we see lots of bike riders doing that respectfully.
Currently, the minimum passing distance laws in place around Australia require drivers to have a 1 metre gap between a cyclist and their vehicle when driving under 60 kilometres per hour, and 1.5 metres when driving over that. German expatriate Rosie Schwarz is a keen bike rider who has lived in Brisbane for 3 years now, and says compared to her home country, Australia is a dangerous place to cycle.
Bike riding in Australia is, from my opinion, pretty dangerous. Car drivers scream at you, yell at you, sometimes they follow you. A lot of Australian drivers, they just do whatever they want.
She says bike riding in Germany is accepted as part of normal everyday life, and from a young age, people are taught to put cyclists and pedestrians first.
We learn that pedestrians and cyclists are number one. So if they cross the path, if they're in front of us or next to us, we have to take care of them rather than the pedestrians or the cyclists take care of the car. So yeah. It's like the other way around here.
But as a rider who commutes by bike to work, Ms. Schwartz says she and many bike riders are often caught in the crossfire between drivers and the more traditional road cyclists. She says she supports the proposed single file law as it would de-escalate the current situation.
Some of these like proper road bike cyclists with like the whole gear, they do whatever they want on the street. And then car drivers, they get annoyed by them and then they get impatient even more. So, yeah, I think that's a good idea too.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.